Hi there. The word for you today is live. In Psalm 92 verse 14, David writes, "They shall still bear fruit in old age." Have you noticed that no matter how old certain people get, they never seem to lose their attractiveness? Just moves from their face to their heart. Today, you get the impression that a person's usefulness ends at 65 or 70. What nonsense. What a waste of potential. Picasso produced some of his greatest works at 90. Rubinstein gave one of his greatest recitals at 89. Marjorie Stoneham Douglas, who's credited with saving the Florida Everglades, was still fighting for the cause at 100. Hey, read your Bible. You say, read where? Well, Deuteronomy 34:7 says, Moses was 120 years old when he died, and, listen to it, his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Or Job 42:12. Here's a promise you may want to claim. The Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Remember Noah? He built the ark when he was 500 years of age, went into it for a while, and then came back out, and guess what he did? He started the world all over again. So it ain't over till God says it's over, and if he ain't said so, live every moment he gives you to the fullest. As they say, the older the violin, the sweeter the tune. So pick up your bow today and make some music. When somebody told the 89-year-old poet Dorothy Duncan that she had lived a, quote, full life, she replied, "Don't you dare past tense me." What a great answer. If you're not too old to learn and you haven't outlived your enthusiasm, the Bible says you can, quote, still bear fruit in old age. How about that? It's up to you. If you can breathe, pray. If you can speak, encourage others. If you can recall, share your wisdom. Do you remember the story of creation? It's wonderful what God can do in just one day. So, give him all the days you've left.